Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, publisher of Aspire Magazine, the premier inspirational digital magazine for women since 2006. You know, I realized lately that it's been 15 years that I have been providing content to inspire, empower, and support women living their best lives, not only through Aspire Magazine, through all my other brands, including this radio show, which has been on the air since 2014. And I have to tell you something. Sometimes you're connected and meet women who just, there's something about them. There's something about their light that keeps you connected. Well, today's special guest, we were just chatting offline and we have been connected for over a decade, following each other's journey, our work. And I am so freaking happy to have her here today, because I believe you'll all agree, my friends, there has never been a more powerful time in our history to hear the voices of Black women who have their own stories to tell. My special guest today, Giselle Shapiro, founder and CEO of the Black Women Speak Movement Network and best-selling book series, is passionate about bringing together Black women to share their stories of change, struggle, triumph, victory, and success. Listen, we've been part of each other's community for a while, and this is a woman I am honored to bring you so you can hear her own personal journey of her own transformation, as well as this critical work she's doing in the world. Giselle is a visionary, lifestyle transformation expert, transformational memoir, mentor, and coach, best-selling author, women's advocate, and speaker. She is the proud recipient of a NAACP Theater Award. She's also won numerous awards in the financial industry. She's the CEO of GDS Productions and founder of LiteraryLaunch.com. My girl, I am so excited to have this conversation. Giselle, welcome.
Thank you so much, and it is an honor to be talking with you, Linda. I love and adore you. As you said earlier, I have been following you for 10 years, and I am in awe of your inspiration, your wisdom, and just your ability to support your sisters. Mm-hmm. I love you, and it's just an honor to be talking to you today and be sharing my voice with your audience.
Well, my friend, the respect goes both ways. You just are such a bright light. And what I love most about the time that I've been following you is we have so many things alike about how we are driven by our heart, by our passion, right?
Yes.
And this show has always been about, I love sharing as you do, now that I'm thinking of it, as you do. I love sharing women's transformational personal journeys. So you and I have another thing in common, that we were both single moms. You know, my daughter's now 37. So take us back how you discovered yourself during that time and how lessons and insights from back then led you to this transformational work you're doing today.
Okay. Well, yeah, I was a single mom early on. I got married at a very young age of 17. I thought I was an adult and knew it all.
Oh, we can relate.
I found, yes, it wasn't as easy as I thought. And while I was a young mom, I knew my responsibility. So I built a career in the financial industry and I did quite well. However, at the time I put all that I had into growing my career, that my personal life kind of got short-sighted, and I wanted love. I was determined to find love.
Oh, yeah.
And I was romanced by a gentleman in the entertainment industry. We got married. My sons went to live with their father because I felt it would be better for them to have their dad than my mom, their mom and new husband. So they live with their dad, and I got a chance to be free. I left my job. I traveled. I gardened. I learned how to cook. I entertained. I did all the niceties, you know, that a woman would do if she married well, let's put it that way. I volunteered for an awful lot of nonprofits, so I had the time on my hands to develop a certain lifestyle that I came to like. However, at the same token, I was with a gentleman in the entertainment industry, and 7 years into our marriage, it started falling apart. I knew a year after that I had to leave. So I decided to leave my marriage with nothing. One of my dear friends came with her truck, and I forewarned my husband at the time that I was leaving because I couldn't take it. And girlfriend brought her truck, loaded whatever I could, and I left. And I didn't look back. I went back to school, rebuilt my work, and I learned to take care of myself and take care of my kids, because I would still take care of my children. But I was a new woman because I got through something that was pretty emotional. You would never think, oh, I'm getting into a marriage, I want it to last. But then when it doesn't, how it changes you. So I strengthened myself, rebuilt my career, and went on to a path of empowerment. However, with that said, I never really felt strong enough within myself to know that I could do things on my own. So I got into a relationship with someone that I supported at the time in helping them with their book, first-time author, Penguin Books. I helped him with his book and his second book, which was self-published. And while he got the advantages of being an author, I was acknowledged for researching and producing the manuscripts, but doing those things didn't benefit me in the way that I had expected. I thought, oh, I've done these things, so that should help carve a new avenue for me, but it really didn't, because I didn't really own my power and own my worth.
That's a great awareness, isn't it?
Absolutely. I realized that, Giselle, you have a voice to be heard as well. Throughout my life, I loved collecting autobiographies and biographies of famous people. What I learned was we all have stories that deserve to be told. It doesn't necessarily mean that you can read the story of a well-known person who's established things and get something from it. You can get something from anyone's story. So I learned that my story mattered just as much as the stories I was collecting of famous people.
Yeah. And you know, I got to say, Giselle, women's stories, like you said, everyday women's stories, not just famous people's, those have touched me and transformed my life from single welfare mom 30 years ago to who I am today. Because in other women's stories, women like me, right? Women like you, I was able to more emotionally connect, going, oh, she gets it. Oh, she's been there. Right?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, my goodness.
It got me through dark days reading other women's stories. So from that point, where did you start getting into publishing, or did it all start at that moment with the Black Women Speak movement? Like, was that whole thing the catalyst?
It was the catalyst. But prior to that, when I realized my voice deserved to be heard, I was approached to be in an anthology. And I thought, my instinct said, Giselle, go for it. I went for it. It scared me. I thought, who wants to hear what I have to say? The typical, right?
Yeah.
And I hired a writing coach, which I really didn't need, but I was that insecure in what I had to share and in my ability to write, even though through my years in the financial industry, that's what one of the key points that was responsible for my success was my ability to write. But still, I doubted it. And so I found myself working with a publisher, being in, I'd say, about a half a dozen of her anthologies.
Yeah, but I think that's beautiful, because as you found out, and we can talk about it more after the break too, as you found out, the writing of the story is as healing for the author as the story itself is to the reader.
Absolutely. And there is a vulnerability. You are hit with, do I really want to put myself out there? Yes, you do, because it's healing. The more you withhold, the more you suffer. If there's something on your mind or in your heart that you feel you need to express, trust that. Don't second guess yourself, because I would. And I found that I need to release. That's the part that is significant in the book, Black Women Speak. I realized I've been writing my memoir, my transformational memoir, which is called Midlife Woman Rising. And I hit points in my life where I don't want to share this, or no, don't go there. Write out your outline and tap in a little bit, dabble a little bit, but don't come out with the whole thing. And I'm realizing that it's liberating to share, especially if you found a way to heal from what you went through, because there are women that will read what you have to say and see that it's survivable. Whatever it is that you're going through is survivable. Mm-hmm. And women need those stories to help them get through periods of their life.
Everything you're talking about is so resonating with me, because you know what I do also is bring women's stories to life. But everything you're saying about the depth and the meaning of why I do what I do, why you do what you do with your anthology series, we're just kindred spirits that way, because it's about reminding women of the power of possibility. That's what I like to say, by reading other women's stories and seeing that no matter the depth, the darkness, the journey that other women have gone through, you can come out with the heart of a warrior woman. And that's the stories. Like, I love reading and publishing empowering stories of women who came out of, like, came through their darkest times filled with hope, you know, resilience, compassion, courage. So, Giselle, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, let's dive deeper into this topic, because I'm just loving my conversation with you, my friend.
You got it.
And we'll be back in a moment. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. With me today is the one and only Giselle Shapiro of Black Women Speak the book.com. Be sure to go check it out, because you'll see the book that's already a bestseller. You'll have an opportunity to learn more about her upcoming anthology, as well as everything else she is up to. We'll be back in a moment.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Inspiration for a woman's soul. Aspire Magazine, inspiring and supporting women on the path of self-discovery. Claim your free digital subscription today, which includes access to thousands of dollars of personal development bonus gifts from Team Inspiration Partners. Claim your Aspire magazine subscription today at subscribetoaspire.com.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America in your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hi everyone, this is Shea Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTR-FM. This is Shea Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
This is OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I am Linda Joy. I am so honored that you are circling up with me and my special guest today, Giselle Shapiro. And Giselle, what you were just talking about you know, writing your own story. To date, you know, my company's published 240 women. And there's something you said about when you first were going to be in an anthology. And I want to talk about that because there's women listening who may be saying, oh, I want to be in Giselle's next book, right? And when you shared your sacred truth of you were scared to write, who would want to read your story? Let me tell you something. After publishing 240, every single woman told me the same thing, Giselle.
Wow.
Isn't it? I'm going to tell you. And that's why the work I do around the topic of sacred visibility, it's healing the wounds, thinking that we don't have a voice, right?
Yes.
So I wanted to share that with you because I believe there's something about the vulnerability of writing, like in your anthology, about writing a sacred story that brings up a lot of wounds. It brings up, who am I to share my truth? Who would want to read it? I'm not a good writer. Can you resonate, my friend?
Absolutely.
And so many women, what I shared with them is, listen, when you're in fear, when you're in self-doubt, then you're making it about you.
Yes.
What if you say to yourself, this story is not about me? I am a part of it. I am the container. I am the catalyst for the story. But really, it's about that woman who is hurting, who one day grabs the book and she's sitting there with tears down her face and doesn't know what direction to go. And she grabs the book and reads your book, Giselle. And all of a sudden she goes, oh my God, Mary Smith's story is my story. And her shoulders come back and she's like, if she can do it, I can do it. Isn't that what you're doing, my friend?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, that's why I wanted you here. I'm like, we do what we do. And I know your passion, and we're going to talk about that some more, to give other women a voice. Yes. But even like an added layer is to remind other women that they're not alone, that their story they may believe is unique, but in the scheme of life, it really isn't unique, right? Their journey is. So,
right.
So let's talk about that moment when you knew you were going to launch the Black Women Speak movement.
I knew the power that I had tapped into with Black women who had a story to share. It actually started after George Floyd's famous video and his death hit me hard, and I couldn't sleep. I knew in my heart and my soul and just every fabric of my being that I wanted to bring healing to a world who had witnessed a man who was viciously killed. And the healing that I felt I was able to bring to the world was through story. And I felt that it actually came to me from the universe or God, where one morning I woke up and said, aha, I've got it. I want to put together a book of Black women's stories. And actually, I reached out from that point on and started calling women. And I ended up calling or contacting women all over the country. And I'd have conversations with them to find out, what are you feeling right now? Are you feeling you have a story to share because of what's going on in our world today? Yes, I do. Come to think of it, I had this happen in my childhood, and here's where I am right now in my life, and I'm ready to share my story. So I assembled 15 women in the book, one person including myself. I had a couple of women who had PhDs. However, these were women from all walks of life, all socioeconomic environments that wanted to contribute their story. And I'll tell you, one woman who wrote her story said, Giselle, I lost 2 sons to gun violence. I found writing healed me. It saved my life. And I want to contribute to this book. She only had a high school education, but she was the one of the best writers.
Wow.
Amazing.
I love stories like that, because that's what I mentioned earlier, is we discovered, like as I'm sure you did when you first participated in an anthology, and as that author discovered, is the writing is a healing journey.
Yes.
It allows us to call back soul fragments. That's how I experience it anyway. Like things, parts of ourselves that we left behind because of whatever our circumstances or whatever it was back then. It's like the writing of the story is like looking at it from a new lens.
Absolutely.
And yeah, it's, you know, like a lot of my authors have said, and I'm sure as she shared with you, is, Lynn, I didn't know I still had wounds around that moment in time, around that story topic, right?
Yes.
And thank you for giving me the tools to illuminate it, because I feel like I came out the other end. And what's beautiful is I bet women who read that particular author's story could feel that healing, could feel that truth, right? And maybe they've experienced something and can now begin their healing journey.
Oh, without a doubt. And actually, you never know what you can change within yourself once you start writing and working at healing an old wound, because I did reveal a part of my story in the book where I was working in a good job and a pretty reputable reputation, and my position was good, and my boss, the CEO at the time, wanted to downsize. And I was let go. And I carried ill feelings, not really bad, but I was hurt, because it was at a time during the financial downfall. And I ended up selling my home, and because I held on too tightly.
Yes.
To superficial things that I thought associated with who I was or who I had thought I was. And I had to completely let it all go, because it was pulling me too tightly. And I knew that I had to let it go to save my soul.
Oh, I'm sure a lot of our listeners can resonate. We can all relate to trying to control our lives to the point of giving up the truth of who we are and our inner peace. I've been there too.
Yes. You know? And the funny thing is, Linda, I'm sorry, but I ended up reaching back out to the gentleman who let me go, who I was so hurt by what he'd done, because I was near financial ruin because of being let go from the job. However, I knew at the on the opposite side of the picture, I saved my soul. And I, at that point, I started to transform my life. So I had to go deep within and do all the inner work to tap into who I really was, because I had gotten so far away from that.
So what I'm hearing right before we go to the break is, your darkest days brought you your best, your greatest light.
My light. That's right.
It brought you back to the truth of who you are, my friend.
Yes.
Yeah. And think about it, right? Then we'll jump to break. Think about it. If you had held on so tightly and hadn't got let go, you would still be there, but not living your soul's purpose. So sometimes I believe, because I guess I found out the hard way many times, is sometimes we hold on to something so tightly and the divine's like, hello, I have something much better over here. Could you just let go? And we're like, no. Can you relate?
Absolutely. And I'm so glad I realized I had to let go.
Yeah, what a beautiful life lesson. And we're going to take a break, Giselle. And I want to invite everyone to visit blackwomenspeakthebook.com. Go check out everything that this powerful transformational movement is about. Learn more about the upcoming anthology that you could be a part of. Giselle is really passionate about giving Black women a voice and a platform. And we will be back in one moment, my friends.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Are you designing your life or living by default? Discover your soul's unique human design and be empowered to live the life you were meant for. Nancy O'Keefe, certified human design specialist, intuitive transformational coach, and compassionate transformer, helps women like you peel back the layers of who they've been taught to be to reveal who they truly are so they can create the life of their dreams. Nancy knows firsthand that anything is possible. She divinely designed her life and went from receptionist to company VP and on to founder and CEO of her own multi-7-figure firm. Nancy has been developing and coaching people for over 25 years and is passionate about helping them understand their divine design, embrace who they are, and live their best life. Schedule your complimentary call today at nancyokeefcoaching.com.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
This is Terry Van Horn, and I want to invite you to join me for my weekly radio show, Healing Light, on OM Times Radio every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Healing Light, we want to bring love, light, and blessings into your world. You can find out more about us at www.healinglightonline.com. Blessings.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
This is OTR FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations, and I gotta tell you, we're having an empowering conversation here with Gisele Shapiro, founder and CEO of the Black Women Speak Movement, the network, and the best-selling book series. So when you decided to, you know, talk to all those women, and you got 15 women for the book, but you didn't just stop there and do an anthology. You did a summit. Now you have another book. So tell me about your vision for Black Women Speak, because it went beyond your initial vision of an anthology.
That is correct. And I felt the power of expanding on not just Black Women Speak the book, but to include the interviews, make it a movement, because it actually became a movement while I was creating the book, in realizing the power of our voices deserve a global stage. And there are so many women across the globe who are women of color that deserve to be heard as well. So I felt, not only do I want to reach women in this country, I want to expand the voices of all women all over the world. So it's become a movement more so to be a platform for women who feel or have an inkling that they have a voice that should be heard, because now is their time.
Yeah. And it's also given them a gift, right? So not only are they part of the movement and making a difference in others' lives, but it's also the gift of healing for them.
Absolutely. Oh, the women who are in the first book, they were compelled to bring healing to themselves, within themselves, because they knew that they wanted to help heal other women in the world. And that was, I'd say, the motivation, because they all could relate to the fact that we were hurting at a time when the entire world was hurting, or most people in the world, because what they'd seen when George Floyd was, I'd say, killed.
It must have given them also, like, the feeling of my voice matters.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, like they must have felt heard, you know, which is for any person, but especially a woman, and especially a Black woman. That is such a soul journey, to know I am going to be heard. My truth will be heard. My story will be heard. I will be able to make a difference and create a ripple effect. That had to be so empowering. And because you had been in anthologies prior to launching your own, you knew firsthand what they were experiencing. So that must have helped you guide them through the emotions that come up.
Absolutely. I'll share one story with a gal who didn't think she had a story to share until she gave it a lot of thought and turned to me and said, "Gisele, I think I do. Come to think of it, in my hometown of Riverside, California, one of my classmates was, she had a seizure. She was in her car. She had a gun or a firearm with her, but she had a seizure and an officer ended up shooting her. And there was were protests in the city, and I want to share this because it really impacted my life and it brought healing, and she'd been holding on to this for her adult life. It happened when she was 18, 20 years old. She was attending college and she returned to her hometown because of what had happened. She'd been carrying this for about 20 years. Can you imagine that?
No, that's, you know, trauma in your body, your soul.
Yes.
And then writing it must have been so cathartic.
Yes. She was on a journey and she wrote so much we had to edit.
Oh, I know that feeling.
It's so healing. And actually, before she concluded the story, she felt, I have another story to share because I built a career in the pharmaceutical industry. And more times than not, I was the only Black woman. And how did I get through that to have a nice 19, 20 year career? I want to help women in that space as well.
Wow. You know what I mean? That it the ripple effect.
Mm.
People think it's, oh, I'm going to write a story in the anthology. Oh, baby, you don't even know the things they're about to go on.
Right.
It is healing. And then the gift you are giving as this book is birthed into the world. Because when something, as you know, because I know we have a lot of similarities in our beliefs, when something is birthed and created from a place of sacred intent, which your whole Black Women Speak movement was created with sacred intent, when that book was birthed to the world, that sacred intent goes out. And I believe, and that's what how I believe my projects are. And women feel that.
Yeah.
You know, women feel it. And then, and it just, I don't know, I love to see like it creates a ripple effect. And then when I saw that you did the summit and gave them a voice in a whole new way, I was like, oh yeah, baby. Right? Now, did some of the women, were they nervous to go, wait a minute, writing was completely different. I can hide behind the computer.
Oh,
now you want me to talk? Did they struggle with those wounds?
Absolutely. I love women just going for it. And I've always been a motivator. The gentleman that I worked with on his two books, he said, Giselle, you inspire and motivate others to go for greatness. You know why? Because I did that for him. I love getting people to know what they're capable of and being that support system for them and empowering them with, you can do it. I know you can. Just trust. And to see that from all of my years of experience and commanding sales teams, winning awards and doing what I did for Robert Fried, I am empowered with knowing that I do know what I'm talking about because I've seen the success as the result of what I can do. So just knowing what I've been, what God has given me to be that support person, it's one that I take with pride in knowing that I know I can get a person who doesn't feel or doesn't have the confidence in knowing, yes, they can do something. And I just love the fact that I've been able to pull together the women in the book and in the Black Women Speak Network. And I also have Black Women Speak Global Sisterhood Community. And this taps into a global outreach in making Black Women Speak the movement even more powerful.
Oh, I'm so excited to hear about that. And I want to give everyone a website again, blackwomenspeakthebook.com. Now, if they want to find out about that network, Giselle, will they find it on that website or should they go somewhere else?
Yes. The network. Yeah, they will find it on the website.
Perfect. Perfect. I'm going to say it one more time. Blackwomenspeakthebook.com. Please go there. Oh, you're welcome. This is so important of giving Black women a voice on multiple platforms, and that's what you're doing. And so we're going to take our last break, and then when we come back, I want to dive in of, you know, let's talk about the anthology itself, the one that's already a bestseller and the one you have coming. And we will be back in a moment. I am with the transformational, amazing Giselle Shapiro, founder and CEO of the Black Women Speak Movement Network and Book Series. We'll be back in a moment.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
It's time to begin the adventure of a lifetime by nurturing the most important relationship you will ever have, the relationship with yourself. Kelly Grimes, self-nurturing expert, speaker, and author of the bestseller, The Art of Self-Nurturing, a field guide to living with more peace, joy, and meaning, shares that a self-nurturing practice is not about being perfect or completing another thing on your to-do list, but rather nurturing a relationship with yourself. In The Art of Self-Nurturing, you'll discover the inspiration, examples, reflective questions,
and self-nurturing practices that will empower you to become the artist of your own life and see self-nurturing as an art form. Rather than living from obligation and overwhelm, you will learn to cultivate a life filled with self-compassion and self-love. Order your copy today at artofselfnurturingbook.com and receive the Self-Nurturing Starter Kit as a supportive gift.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
This is OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Hello, my friend. You're listening to Inspired Conversation. I'm your host, Linda Joy, and we are back for the final part of our journey today with Giselle Shapiro. So, Giselle, you know, the first book featured 15 women, and I know you just announced a second book. Now, is the theme the same for each one?
I like to an organic approach. When I set out for the first book, I had the title Black Women Speak, and I didn't have the subtitle yet. I wanted to find out what stories the women felt in their heart they wanted to share, and then come up with the subtitle.
Well, you did a beautiful job, because the subtitle is It's Time We Tell Our Stories. And I love that you do it organic, because it's like tapping into the energy.
Exactly.
I think that's beautiful.
Yes. So I definitely want women to come up with a story that's natural, that they feel in their hearts they want to share, and take it from there.
Oh, I think that's a great idea, because then they don't feel boxed in, because your soul story can't be boxed in, right? It can't be. Yeah, you want them to speak from their truth, from their journey, and not feel constricted.
Exactly. And you and I, Linda, are both deeply spiritual women.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a way of being, and it's a way of living and being true to your soul. And I've learned this from studying life and wanting to figure it out for myself so that I could be free. And I feel that I have that freedom to be who I am, because I am deeply spiritual. It's just the way of being, and the way that is the most authentic in this life.
Oh, I so get it. You know, a lot of people, you know my life story, which has been, you know, an interesting one. And yeah, I've been featured 20 years ago on major NBC talk show about my life story.
Yeah.
But where I am now, Giselle, and energetically, it feels like where you are, I have never felt such a deep sense of peace than I have the last few years.
Yeah.
Now, you know, of course, life comes. You know, my honey just had two diagnoses, mm-hmm. you know, and within 4 days of a pituitary tumor and a brain aneurysm. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that life doesn't still happen. Right. But even through that, I was able to find this sense of peace. And I remember saying, what's this about? It used to be that I'd be tossed and turned like, you know, like a ship with no rudder. And I don't know, this place that I'm at now is this place of trust and leaning in, even when things aren't perfect. Yeah. And it sounds like that's where you are. And then because of that inner place of where we are, when we create our businesses, the books, everything else, it comes from a place of our soul, not our mind.
Yes.
Okay. That's how it is for me. And just tapping in and knowing you, I'm like, you birthed from that place. Like you received this message of the Black Woman Speak movement. You didn't analyze it and go, oh, should I do this? It was like, this needs to be done.
I can't live that way. And I learned through hard knocks, and I know that's just not my stick. And yeah, that's why I love you so much, because I zeroed in on who you were and the essence of your being early on. And that's why I just stayed in contact, because I knew everything that you were about were similar to me and the essence and the soul of our being.
Yeah, because when we first connected, reconnected, you know, had a conversation about getting you on my show, your passion, your love, and how fast you brought this to life. I said, oh, she's soul inspired. And she's leading with her soul, not like, you know, not the rational mind, right? Because sometimes our rational mind be like, you want to launch what?
And
don't do that. I receive and I birth.
Exactly.
And you know, I had a mentor about 6 years ago. I was in a high-end business mastermind, and it was like 70 others in the room. And I remember them going, I happened to be on the hot seat at that moment. They go, Lynn, you know, give us a short version of your business plan. And I was very quiet, Giselle. And I said, do you want me to say what you want to hear, or do you want the truth? Because, you know, this is a high-end business thing. And I said, I haven't had a business plan in, you know, 30 years that I've been an entrepreneur. Whatever my soul guides me to do is what I do.
Yeah.
And, you know, a couple of people are like, what? What did you do? But then they got to know me, and they're like, there's your sense of joy, Linda. There's your sense of freedom. There's why abundance flows, you know, once I cleared some abundance stories I had. But you're the same way. And look what happened. You touched lives of the woman in the book. Then all of you as a collective rippled out to touch even more women. How can, like, to me, that is so freaking beautiful. That's what we're all here to do. But we get so caught up in our head, our story, and then what society believes we should do, right? And
yes.
I knew you were a kindred spirit.
Yep, without a doubt. I just know that if you really follow your heart and trust, you'll be okay. And I'll just share one thing. When you had mentioned about your husband, and I pray for everything with health that I can give from my heart to yours, to your husband. And I have someone in my family. I have a family member who was recently diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer, and we've had to take it in stride and be at peace with it.
And there's nothing we can do to change it. So
right.
Why give up our power in that moment? Let's show up fully in the moment of love for that person
and
for ourselves.
Yes, and that's how I am living this experience. I take them flowers, and I call and check in, and I just do everything to uplift their spirit.
Yeah,
because it's such a challenge getting through each day. And if you have something that's on your mind, everything that can help makes life a little bit easier. So that's where I see my part in even managing what we're going through in my family. I just give with all my heart.
Yeah, it's about being love, right?
Yes.
Showing up, not fighting what is. And,
yes.
And that's how me and Dana, my honey, because it was October 2019, he suddenly lost his vision and kept going to the eye doctor, and they're like, oh, there's nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And then another eye doctor said, this is what's funny, Giselle. This is why I believe in divine intervention.
Mm-hmm.
This other eye doctor he was an older gentleman. 40 years prior, he took like one term residency because he was thinking of being in neurology. But then he decided to go into ophthalmology. Well, guess what? He recognized something from 40 years ago, and he never said anything to Dana. He goes, I think I'm going to send you for an MRI. I just want to check something. He's the one that found it.
Oh, my.
Yeah. And he's the one that helped accelerate the path to get Dana into Boston.
Thank God.
Then 4 days later on the second MRI, they found the brain aneurysm, which was above the tumor.
Oh my.
Now, that's divine intervention, because yes. If they hadn't found it and they went in for that tumor, they would have broke it. Mm. Now, when people heard the story and family members, they automatically wanted to go into fear and all that.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we said. We're choosing to look at the blessings, not the bullshit. Excuse my language.
Thank you.
We can always find the crap that is wrong in life, but we didn't. In fact, I started a hashtag seeing the blessings, and I shared his journey and our journey on Facebook. Not about every detail, but about how we were staying positive, how we were choosing love over fear, how the more we looked at the blessings, the more miracles came.
Very good.
Right? That's what I'm feeling from you, like with your family members. You're going to focus on love.
Yes.
Sometimes we can't change things, but when we fight against what is, we give away our power.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It was the best lesson. And I just want to cap this because a lot of my listeners will write in if I don't. He is doing amazing. He got through 2 brain surgeries in a year. He is doing phenomenal. No restrictions, no anything. He's my handsome, hung of a man of 27 years. So for all the listeners, he is doing amazing. I just wanted to share that story because, as you shared, Giselle, it's really a choice, right? A choice of being a beacon of light and love in the midst of darkness. And that's what you're doing, my friend.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And you've always been in my prayers. As soon as I would see the post and I acknowledge, you know,
I would always
send off everything.
Yeah, I always saw your love notes and comments.
Yes.
And go ahead, Giselle.
I'll tell you, once this pandemic has subsided, which I hope will be the end of this year or in the fall, you know, my sisters, I've told my sisters, we'll travel again. We'll get to see each other because I'm in Houston, and I have my other sister here in Houston. I have another sister in Southern California, and we just love just being together. We text all the time, and we do a few Zoom lives, and life will get better.
Yes, it will. I can feel it. I moved, we have a couple minutes left. I wanted to say I moved my women's event. It was supposed to be 2020, then it was supposed to be 2021, and it's 3 days. Keynote speaker Shannon Kaiser. I just moved it to 2022 because, of course, I'm not hosting 400 women 3 days. But it's 68 speakers, vendors. It's called the Inspired Life Event, and I am so excited. I used to produce live women's events over a decade ago in Mass, Rhode Island, and once in Connecticut. And I'm super excited because by then it's April 22nd through 24th in 2022, we are going to need a community of women. We are going to need to come together and get freaking real hugs. I'm a hugger.
Yeah, so am I. And I want to come to your event. So I've just written it down.
Yeah, I'll get you. I'll Facebook message you the link later today so you have it.
Oh, I love it.
I'd love if you and your sisters would come in.
Absolutely.
And we have 2 minutes left. I just want to, you have your second anthology coming up. They can learn more if you go to the blackwomanspeakthebook.com and look at the top of the webpage, you will see about the new anthology. What kind of stories are you looking for? Or authors, and give them those details.
Stories from the heart, women who are compelled, they feel they have a story to share that can help other women and heal from what they want to share. Again, I want the stories to be organically created so that it can be more in tune with what is birthing through you. not any part of, oh, I've got to do something here because it's what I'm thinking I need to write about. No, come from the heart. That's where I want to tap into, because that's where the most power will be coming from and will resonate with others.
It's so true, my friend. We could keep this conversation going
beautiful.
For hours.
Beautiful. And if anyone wants to email me, may I give my email?
Of course, please.
Okay, Giselle@literarylaunch.com or info@blackwomenspeakthebook.com. Whichever, Giselle@literarylaunch.com, info@blackwomenspeakthebook.com. Either way, I will get your email.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. And I want to give that URL again, blackwomenspeakthebook.com. Be sure to check it out. Grab a copy of the book. And Giselle, I am so glad that we were able to finally circle up after being in each other's communities for so long. Love the work you're doing. Love your message. Love your heart. So thank you for joining me, my friend.
Thank you for having me. I love you to death. And God bless you and your family, Linda.
Oh, thank you. Right back at you, my friend.
Thank you.
Until
it's
next time.
It's been a pleasure.
Oh, thank you. Until next time, my friends, choose love, choose joy, choose happiness. I'll see you next Tuesday. Blessings.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living.